Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Results, the national radio show and podcast for listeners like you who want to protect and grow their hard-earned money. In a world filled with so much uncertainty and financial risk, we seek to cut through the noise and build successful plans for hardworking Americans on their road to financial freedom. Retirement Results is powered by Active Wealth Management, a team of fiduciary advisors who always place your needs first. And now, your host. He's a registered Social Security analyst, member of the Forbes Finance Council, and author of multiple books on retirement planning. Here's your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes.
Welcome to Retirement Results. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. We've got Sam Davis here with us. He's our senior financial advisor and co-host on the show. But Sam is playing hurt today because Sam had a little bit of dental surgery or orthodontal or periodontal surgery. And Sam, we really appreciate you being here just a couple days after you got dental surgery done. And, you know, you are always there for those result drivers to make sure that they're learning more about how they can protect and grow their hard earned and hard saved wealth. And thanks for, and we welcome you to the show this time.
Well, thank you so much, Ford, and welcome to the weekend result drivers. Apologies if my voice sounds a little different this week, but I didn't want to miss any opportunity to speak to the result drivers. And shout out to Dr. Lee, periodontal surgeon here in the Atlanta area. He's going to help me out, and I should be all healed up in a week or two.
That's great. If you need periodontal surgery, you can reach back out to Sam at activewealth.com. That's Sam at activewealth.com, and he'll refer you over if you want to talk to him about that. So we're going to talk about how volatility happens. We saw some volatility with the Trump tariffs that were on and then off, thank goodness. Great job by President Trump to get our border safer because of the tariffs that he placed on Canada and Mexico and also China. The 10% tariffs on China are still there. And we've got a seven-minute segment from Erin Kennedy, who's with our Retirement.Radio Network and Retirement Results. She's interviewing Mark Diorio, who's our Chief Investment Officer. He's our CIO with Brookstone Capital Management, which is our RIA that's got over $8.5 billion in assets under management. And that's the RIA that implements the portfolios for our clients. And we can do that for you, too. All you have to do is reach out to us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. We're going to go ahead and play that interview at the beginning of segment two. So this next segment, you're going to be able to hear that important segment from Mark Diorio, the Chief Investment Officer with Brookstone Capital Management, talking about the impact of U.S. tariffs. We've also got two great graphs. One came from the U.S. Census Bureau and one came from Statista. And we've got those available to you that Mark is going to reference in his segment. All you got to do is reach out to us and you can just send me an email at ford@activewealth.com. And I will go ahead and email you those two graphs so you can follow along as well. So today, Sam, we're going to talk about understanding market cycles, how to navigate the ups and downs during retirement. We've also got that interview with Mark Diorio, as we talked about, regarding U.S. tariffs and also the strength of the U.S. dollar. They're looking at what happens if the U.S. dollar gets too strong. That's a pretty interesting dialogue that Mark's going to have at the beginning of next segment. We're also going to talk about a brief history of stock market crashes, a look at major corrections through the years, and also are we due for a correction in 2025, what some economists are concerned about, and then also protecting your retirement from chaos and sharing our best strategies for success. I think we're in a lot better footing. I think Donald Trump, we're going to talk about what the Wharton Business School talked about, which is Trump is likely not going to do anything that's counter to the economy because it would show up almost immediately in the U.S. market. So we can be excited about that. But Sam, go ahead and share our financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
This week's quote of the week comes to us from one of our favorites, Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett once said, risk comes from not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to try to work with a licensed financial advisor. All you do is reach out to us at retirementresults.com. That's retirementresults.com. We've got a special page for you to sign up. You can go to retirementresults.com/plan. That's retirementresults.com/plan, P-L-A-N. And just put your information in. We'll give you a call and we'll get started right away. Also, we've got a lot of people that are reaching out to us and just going straight into our financial workbook by going to, they're going to activewealth.com/workbook. That's activewealth.com/workbook. And they're putting their information in. It's 256-bit encrypted. And they're submitting their information so they can get started right away on a free financial plan. Listen, if you've been a long-time listener and you've never reached out to us, you've never actually gotten that consultation, first of all, we appreciate you listening. And also, thanks for making us the number one listen to radio show on AM 920 The Answer on the weekends here in Atlanta. We really appreciate it. Also, thanks to the 20,000 plus folks who have downloaded Retirement Results as a radio show in the last 12 months. We really appreciate you. And we're here to help each and every one of you that listens to this show, whether it's on the radio or via podcast, or just by going to retirementresults.com and clicking that episodes button and just listen to the episode there. But wherever you can get podcasts, Sam usually talks about it, wherever you can get podcasts like Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever, all you've got to do is search for Retirement Results and we're going to be there. Thanks to our distribution partner in castos.com. They have distributed our podcast everywhere you can get podcasts. So thanks so much to them for doing that. And we really want to talk about understanding market cycles now. So markets don't move in a straight line. They move in cycles. Understanding these cycles can help you stay calm and make smarter decisions. The four phases of a market cycle, you've got the accumulation phase, which basically happens after the market hits rock bottom. Large institutional investors see opportunities to buy shares at lower prices. Prices may fluctuate, but remain relatively stable. Smart investors start accumulating shares cautiously. They do it a little bit at a time, not all at once. Then number two is a markup phase. The market begins a steady climb as confidence returns. More investors, including those who are hesitant, jump in. Prices rise rapidly and market optimism continues to grow. This phase often sees the biggest gains in the shortest amount of time. You've also got the distribution phase. It's the peak of the cycle. Investors begin selling their holdings as prices level off. Market sentiment is mixed, with some expecting continued growth while others anticipate a downturn. And then you've got a markdown phase. The decline begins as more investors start panic selling, fear spreads, causing downward momentum. The market falls sharply, and sometimes due to external triggers, like geopolitical events or economic shifts. You know, we saw a little bit of a sell-off, a little bit of a markdown that happened on Monday of this past week, but they quickly recovered and corrected. And you saw the markets actually rebound and start to rebound even before the market closed on Monday, when both Mexico and Canada announced that those Trump tariffs of 25% were off because they chose to protect the border and also make sure that fentanyl was not going to come into our country and they were going to not be as lax as they've been. It was interesting that Trump was able to take an economic decision, an economic effect, and really help out the lifestyle of the citizens of both Canada and the U.S., but also the citizens of Mexico too. I just found that to be really interesting. You know, Canada's about 1.2 to 1.5% of GDP with us on our exports and imports. That's not a ton, whereas we're like 22% of theirs. We're 27, 28% of Mexico's GDP. So they don't survive without us. And they've got like seriously almost, you know, 15 to 22 times the problem with they're going to get into a tariff war with or trade war with the U.S. It's just not going to work out well for them. So it was good to see that. But that's really kind of what you see when you've got the different market cycles. So I want to just go over these real quick again. The four phases of a market cycle: accumulation phase, markup phase, distribution phase, and markdown phase. What this means for you is every market cycle includes ups and downs. Being prepared can help you avoid knee-jerk reactions and emotional decisions that could impact your future in retirement. We've got several clients that used to manage their own money, and they got tired of doing it during the Biden years. They just felt like it was just too much counterintuitive to what they were doing. And it just came on with us in the last couple of months. And he's like, thank God I'm with you guys. Because one, my accounts are doing well, but also we got the income portion invested into a fixed index annuity that paid me a 20% bonus that kind of helped backfill some of the losses that I had into the income account. And then also I've got 8% guaranteed interest roll up in each year into my, into the income account as well. And then I've got a chance at making 310% on how the BNP Paribas Global Age Factor Index does. That's just what we're going to be talking about, several new fixed index annuities that are available. But that Nationwide Peak 10 is the one we're talking about. This gentleman invested in is still doing extremely well, and we're huge fans of that one as well. Listen, you're listening to Retirement Results right here on AM920 The Answer. Come back for that important interview with Mark DiIorio, Chief Investment Officer with Brookstone Capital Management, talking about the impact of U.S. tariffs on the economy and a market outlook going forward.
Retirement Results. We'll be right back. To learn more and schedule your complimentary retirement consultation, visit retirementresults.com. You're listening to Retirement Results. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, Result Drivers. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. I've got Sam Davis here with me. Playing hurt a little bit after periodontal surgery, so having a little bit of dental surgery there. So we're talking about the impact of the U.S. tariffs, and we've got a couple graphs that we've got available. If you want to get those graphs from the U.S. Census Bureau and Statista, go ahead and reach out to us. You can send me an email at ford@activewealth.com. That's ford@activewealth.com, and I'll send those to you, no questions asked. Mark DiIorio is talking about the impact of U.S. tariffs on the markets and the economy, and also what happens potentially if the U.S. dollar gets too strong, because with the U.S. dollar and us hopefully getting rid of a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse with the Department of Government Efficiency, and also with potential tariffs going, the U.S. dollar is going to get stronger and stronger, folks. So he does talk about they're looking at that. So this is an important interview to listen to. I'd encourage you to give it your full attention. Also, this interview will be available and be posted on our website in the episode section for this radio episode and podcast episode at retirementresults.com/episodes. So go ahead and just check out retirementresults.com. Just click the episodes button and you'll be able to see this in real time. We'll get this up by the time that hopefully this airs. By the time you're listening to this, you can see it as well. And we'll try to put these attachments there too. But just send me an email at ford@activewealth.com. And I'll get the attachment to you, because he does reference these. Sam, go ahead and roll that interview with Aaron Kennedy, interviewing Mark DiIorio, the Chief Investment Officer with Brookstone Capital Management, who manages over $8.5 billion in assets under management with Brookstone, and also implements the portfolios for our clients here at ActiveWell.
Mark, very good to see you. We are diving into the headlines today, talking through the Trump tariffs and the market impact. The latest round of tariffs imposed by President Trump has reignited debates about trade policy and its impact on the markets. Investors are watching very closely right now to see how these trade barriers might affect economic growth, corporate earnings, and of course, the financial markets. So how significant is international trade to the U.S. economy? I want to talk through the share of GDP that is attributed to U.S. exports and how tariffs have historically affected GDP.
Well, if you look at the data, exports for the U.S. is not really that high of a percent. It's about 8% of GDP overall, not with any one country, that's with all countries. But if you contrast that to exports as a percent of GDP to the U.S., on the right-hand side of this chart, for Mexico, it's 28%, for Canada, It's 20%. That's just to the U.S. So it's extremely important. And you see Vietnam in the middle there and a couple other the Southeast Asian countries. And then all the way to the left, you can contrast that with China, where we all think that China is a big exporting nation. And it's a very small percent, less than 5% of their GDP. So for Canada and Mexico, this is actually a pretty big deal and pretty impactful to their overall economy.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, we had heard about tariffs against Canada and Mexico and China, although there's now a pause on the tariffs against Canada and Mexico. How might, though, this reshape the global trade relationships?
Well, it's very interesting. And the chart on the left shows that really since about 2015, 2016 in that region, China's trade with the U.S. has actually declined, and our trade deficit with China has declined quite dramatically at the same time that our economy has grown quite a bit in those 10 years. And then you also see that there's been a big jump or an acceleration in the trade with China or with Mexico and Canada. So Mexico and Canada have been big beneficiaries over the last 10 years, expanding trade with the U.S. And then on the right-hand side, you can just see our exports to those countries, Canada, Mexico, and China. And then in the orange there are imports from each of those countries. The difference would be the trade deficit with each of those countries. So you can see that it's pretty impactful as a percent. And if you drill down our percent with Canada or Mexico, it's about 1.2% of our overall economy. So much smaller than that 20 to 28% for Canada and Mexico, respectively.
I see. So, of course, we have to ask about how this affects the U.S. dollar. How do tariffs typically impact the value of the dollar? And what does this mean for investors?
Well, I get asked this quite a bit about the dollar and that other countries stop using the dollar and so forth. The reality is that 88% of foreign exchange market trades have the dollar in them, the U.S. dollar. Who has lost out has been the euro and the Japanese yen. China's grown, but that was actually taking over kind of the Swiss franc role in the major currency pairs. Mm-hmm. So the risk is not really that the dollar declines. It's that the dollar gets too strong. And so that would cause kind of the international positions in our equity and bond markets. They'd have to sell those positions because the dollar's too strong. Something we're watching is, can the dollar get too strong rather than too weak? So although it's one of the risks that we're watching this year.
Okay. Markets, of course, don't react to policy itself, but also to the uncertainty surrounding it. How is this uncertainty affecting investor sentiment?
Well, with the second term of Trump, at least we have a first term to take a look at when whatever the agenda was, whether it was tax focus, which was 2017, or tariff focus in 2018. What this chart shows is what are called cyclicals versus defensive or shut sector, staples, healthcare, utilities, traditional telecom. What it says is when the line is heading up, the growth sectors of the economy are outperforming defensive. And if it's tax focus, you have growth sectors outperforming defensive sectors. But in a tariff focus like 2018, you start out where maybe the tariffs aren't that big a deal. You kind of ignore it and growth sectors are outperforming. But all of a sudden, in the orange there, when the line starts heading down, it's the defensive sectors that perform better. And if you think about it, staples, healthcare, utilities, traditional telecom, those are domestically focused industries. So they have much less kind of action in that global trade market. So that's what we're watching for. It might be reversed this year where maybe 2025 is a tariff year and 2026 might be a tax focused type of year.
Okay. So in talking about cyclicals and sectors, do the tariffs affect your market outlook?
So for those dedicated watchers, they know that we like historical analogies and how history has operated. So we use these as a guide. And we're looking here at the four-year presidential cycle. And what it tells us is for 2025 is typically there's a honeymoon period in the first half of the first year of the presidential cycle. And then by the second half of the year, maybe you've gotten to a position where you're overvalued and the market starts to rethink valuation, maybe some challenges pop up and so forth. So this could be where
you know, maybe everything doesn't settle and the tariff issue kind of lingers in the back half of this year. It's just something that we're mindful of. And it would be very normal to kind of start to weaken at some point. So we'll be on the lookout for that. We're in the third year of this bull market. So you'd have muted expectations, still positive returns, but maybe the back half of the year, we start to see some challenges and maybe that's tariff related.
So yeah, it was just an interesting perspective from Mark Diorio on with tariffs and things like that. And also the defensive sectors could do better and outperform tech sectors over the short run, I think. But you're going to have, you know, China's tariffs will still be in force at 10%. But it, with the 30-day reprieve, I think that also gives a really good leverage handle to the United States to try to get this a little bit in, of a more balanced situation because there's a pretty big trade imbalance between Canada and the U.S. and also Mexico and the U.S. So I think there's a real opportunity to see how we go from here. But I just wanted to at least share those important insights from Mark. I felt like it was really important that our listeners just understand these are the things that a chief investment officer is looking at. And also, if you notice the difference in how he communicates and how balanced and calm he is compared to what you might be as an individual investor, it's a stark difference. And so that's why you really do need a chief investment officer on your side. You've got that with Mark Diorio and our team here at Active Wealth Management and Brookstone Capital Management. All you've got to do is reach out to us at retirementresults.com. That's retirementresults.com. And you can also call us at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And reminder, we've got some really interesting things to do to help you protect your retirement income as well so that you could be, you can retire with a lot more peace of mind. So you're not going to be worried about how much money you're going to be able to withdraw from your accounts to be able to fund your retirement. We're also going to help you understand and get a better idea through a retirement income gap analysis. Are you starting with a positive retirement income surplus, or do you actually have a negative retirement income gap that is over withdrawing and overburdening your portfolios? Also, if you want to get more than 4% of a traditional withdrawal rate, I would recommend you give us a call. You can go ahead and reach out to us again at 770-685-1777. Also, when we come back, we have recommendations for navigating Trump's second term with your investments. Thanks so much. And thanks for making us again the number one listen to radio show on the weekends on AM 920 The Answer. We appreciate all of our result drivers who are looking to build and protect and grow their hard-earned and hard-saved wealth for a successful retirement. Come right back where we're talking about more recommendations on how to navigate for Trump's second term with your investments.
Schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now by calling toll-free at 888-814-0304.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
While Washington's spending keeps growing, your retirement doesn't have to shrink. Protect and grow your hard-earned money today by calling us at 770-685-1777. That's 770-685-1777 to connect with a qualified advisor.
And welcome back, Result Drivers. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. We've got Sam Davis here on the board with us. He's playing hurt after dental surgery. So we promised we would talk about, hey, here's what you need to do to invest during Trump's second term. We're going to give you some strategies to avoid emotional investing. We're also going to talk about what to do with the retirement income portion of your portfolio. Also, remember, you ought to implement some tactical asset allocation managed portfolios and some strategic managed portfolios. Tactical asset allocation means you're going to rebalance at least once a month, and you're going to try to look for those allocations, those asset classes are going to do the best for the next 6 months, each and every month. That's what we do with a lot of our portfolios. And the other half of our portfolios, we'll implement strategic asset allocation where we'll rebalance about once a year. We'll select, here's the allocations and the asset classes we think are going to do the very best over the next 12 months. And we'll go ahead and implement those. So just remember, try to implement with ETFs and not mutual funds. ETFs are exchange traded funds, and they are a far superior product to mutual funds because they're just lower in fees and still give you the same diversification that you get with mutual funds. What else is nice about ETFs and exchange traded funds is that they can be traded within the day, within the trading day, intraday, versus being traded after the trading day, where you, with mutual funds, they have to get a net asset value of what a share of a mutual fund is. And then you can then put something on the market if you want to sell a share of a mutual fund or not. So I would encourage you to implement your portfolios with exchange traded funds. And then also, we're going to give you some strategies here to avoid emotional investing. So we're also trying to, with those exchange traded funds, we're trying to minimize the expense ratio for you within your portfolio. We're also going to try to reduce the standard deviation for you as well. And standard deviation is a measurement of risk. So here's some strategies to avoid emotional investing. Number one, you want to stick to a long-term plan. Having a solid investment strategy based on goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon helps weather market fluctuations. So it's just a good idea. Just plan your work and work your plan. Just stick to the long-term plan. Don't just change because Trump put 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico in one day. You want to just stay the course. And also, this came off in the same day, which is great news. Investing a fixed amount at regular intervals reduces the impact of market volatility and removes the pressure of timing the market. If you dump all of your money in at one time and then all of a sudden the market corrects that next month, it's a lot worse than if you just put in, you know, 1/10 or 1/12 every month of that money. You would be able to kind of average out and smooth out your risk level. That's kind of what you see a little bit with 401ks, because you've got money going in every 2 weeks because you've earned money and you're setting money aside. So, and your money's growing tax deferred as well. So it's not, you don't have withdrawals going, but you also got dollar cost averaging because you got money going in each and every 2 weeks into the portfolio. Number three is rebalance your portfolio regularly. Periodic rebalancing ensures that your portfolio remains aligned with your long-term objectives rather than being dictated by short-term emotions. I'll give you a perfect example of this. So many people will select an allocation when they first start a job, and let's say 5 years later, they're still in that job and they haven't rebalanced and reallocated their portfolio. And the portfolio or the 401k may be growing a little bit, but it's growing because of your contributions. It's likely that your money is not working as hard as you are. So if you want your money working as hard as you want it to work and as hard as you're working, then I would encourage you to reach out to us at retirementresults.com/plan. That's retirementresults.com/plan. We will give you a free 401k analysis, free portfolio analysis, absolutely at no cost to you. All you got to do is reach out to us at retirementresults.com/plan. And then number four is you want to consider professional advice. Working with a financial advisor like us can help remove emotional biases from investment decisions and keep your strategy on track. So many men in a relationship, they start managing their portfolio, especially after they retire in the first year or two. It gives them something to do. And then all of a sudden they have some losses and then they're like, you know what? I'm going to get a professional to do this. And then they're really happy and they're able to enjoy retirement more. They can play golf more. They can do all kinds of different things. And it's pretty exciting. So I would encourage everybody just to seek professional advice. And we're fiduciaries. We got to put your needs ahead of our own anyway. And we're contractually bound to that. I mean, just based on our licenses, we're bound to do that. With FINRA and the SEC, we're held a fiduciary standard. All you got to do is reach out to us at 770-685-1777. to schedule a meeting with us. We're happy to give you a portfolio analysis and a free financial plan on your 95th birthday. At the end of this, we're going to go into all the things you get when you work with Active Wealth Management. And then number five of the strategies to avoid emotional investing is focus on the fundamentals, not the noise. Instead of reaching and reacting to daily market fluctuations, focus on the fundamental value of your investments and the long-term potential. So, I mean, if you're invested in something like NVIDIA and you've got, you've got this DeepSeek thing that comes out a couple of Mondays ago, chances are NVIDIA is not going to close their doors, folks. So yeah, there might've been a correction, but guess what? You know, NVIDIA went up $8 on Wednesday. So you need to stay the course and stay invested into companies and ETFs that have got real companies invested and real companies that have quarterly earnings, and they've got employees, they've got intellectual property, they've got brand equity, they've got all kinds of things that help that stock be propped up and that common stock continue to grow. So I would encourage you to consider sticking to the fundamentals and not listen to just the noise that happens within a single day. Here are the strategies to avoid emotional investing. Number one is stick to a long-term plan. Number two is use dollar cost averaging. Number three is rebalance your portfolio regularly. Number four is consider professional advice. Number five is focus on the fundamentals and not the noise. And also, we encourage you to start working with us on a safe retirement income plan today. And here's what we do when we take a look at your portfolio and your assets. We discuss your financial goals and your vision for retirement. Like, what are you doing? Who are you with? How are you going to fund your retirement? Number two is we take a look at your current plan and your portfolio of assets, and we will actually do a portfolio analysis for you so you can understand the expenses you're and the fees you're paying, the risks you're taking, and then also the correlation of your assets. We'll also walk you through our recommended financial plans your 95th birthday. Here's another really cool thing we do. We'll give you your financial plan, what's currently going on to your 95th birthday, so you can understand, hey, how does my plan score between a 0 and 100? Am I going to be successful and not run out of money or not? All you got to do is reach out to us at retirementresults.com. We'll help you do that. And we'll also answer as many questions you have about your retirement, including when to take Social Security. When to take Social Security is going to be the number one or number two most important decision you're going to make regarding your retirement income plan from now until you turn 95 years old. So if you want to get paid more money from Social Security and all the hard-earned and hard-saved money you put into Social Security at 6.2% a year and your company invested 6.2% a year, or if you're self-employed or were self-employed, you were putting in 12.4% every single year of what you made, that's a whole lot of money. You really need to make sure that money is working for you and delivering a retirement that you can never outlive. Now, Social Security may not do it all, so if you want to build that personal pension, we can help you do that. But also, if you want to have assets growing so you can grow that nest egg to pass it on to your heirs and also get increasing income as the years go by during retirement, also minimize the taxes you're going to pay, then I would encourage you to reach out to us at retirementresults.com/plan. Also, on retirementresults.com, they've got a schedule consultation button in the upper right corner. We can go ahead and schedule directly into my calendar. You can just do that right away. And listen, if you've been a longtime listener and you've never been that first time caller, I would just encourage you to go ahead and call us at 770-685-1777. And also, I mean, if you live out of state, you can call us at 888-814-0304. That's 888-814-0304. And that number is absolutely 100% toll free. When we come back for the break, we're going to talk about protecting your retirement from volatility. And you're going to like some of these great stats we're about to share. Come right back. You're listening to Retirement Results on AM 920 The Answer.
Thanks for listening to Retirement Results. Schedule your complimentary financial consultation now at retirementresults.com.
Hi, this is Matt McClure, Senior Financial Advisor with Retirement Results. You've saved your whole life, so you wouldn't have to worry about your money when you retired, but you worry more now than ever. You've been a good saver. You have $500,000, maybe $1 million or even more. You should feel confident, but you don't. You're worried a big loss will wipe you out. You saved so you could spend during retirement, but you don't. You're worried you'll run out of money. You want to retire, but you don't. You're worried you don't have enough. Does any of this sound familiar? Well, it should, because we hear these things all the time from people just like you who are preparing for retirement or even already retired. So why do you worry so much? It's because you don't have an actual plan in writing, nothing to guide you through retirement. Retirement Results helps people just like you. You'll get a free, customized, written retirement plan. That's right, free and no obligation. Schedule your meeting now at retirementresults.com/plan. That's retirementresults.com/plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Miss part of today's show? Retirement Results is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at retirementresults.com.
And welcome back, Result Drivers. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. Got Sam Davis here with us, who's playing hurt after dental surgery. And so I'm carrying the mail here today, guys. So hopefully you're not hating to hear my voice too much. But we're talking about protecting your retirement from volatility here in this segment four. Here's the big idea. The big idea here is that market volatility is just basically inevitable, but it doesn't have to derail your retirement. A solid, diversified plan where you really, really have true diversification between, you know, stocks, bonds, ETFs, and then also insurance products like fixed index annuities or any index universal life insurance. Those are the great ways to diversify. Also diversifying your portfolio with tax deferred, taxable and tax free bucketed money is another great way to diversify your portfolio as well. All that can help you navigate the ups and downs that are sure to come. So here are some key strategies for protecting your retirement. Number one is guaranteed income solutions. Annuities provide a reliable stream of income regardless of market performance. So, but it also allows you to stay invested, which is great. Then also, delaying Social Security benefits can increase your monthly payouts. Here's a source from BlackRock. 88% of annuity owners say their annuities help ease worries about the possibility of a stock market downturn. I've got several clients over the last 6 months who have invested 40% of their portfolio into a fixed index annuity, and they are thrilled with it because they also know that their principal is protected of what they gave us and what they invested in that product, and they're going to get market-like gains, and they were also super excited about the 20% immediate bonus they got into the income account. Some products they got 15% into the income account, or actually into the actual account value as well. They're just a different product there. But I would encourage you to reach out to us if you want to get an idea of, hey, which type of fixed index annuity could be right for me. If you want to see some illustrations, like, okay, Ford, if I invest $300,000 or $400,000 or even $200,000 into a fixed index annuity, what kind of income can I get? What kind of bonus can I get? What kind of guaranteed interest rate can I get? Sam and I and our advisors here can help you do that. Matt McClure is based in our Midtown office. He can help you. We're based out of our Alpharetta office. Sam also lives in Tucker. So all of you folks, shout out to the folks in Tucker. You're Sam Davis's neighbors. So we can help you get going on getting those guaranteed income solutions with a fixed index annuity. Number two is on the key strategies for protecting your retirement is risk management strategies. Adjust asset allocation based on your risk tolerance and retirement timeline. If you're already retired, you need to be very careful because you don't want to have to go back to work and say, hey, welcome to Walmart or stack shelves at Walmart or something like that. You want to be able to, you know, enjoy retirement. A lot of folks who've retired and they try to go back 2 or 3 years later, they find that they can't get the same kind of job where they're making the same kind of money. Then also underneath that risk management strategy, you want to utilize stop loss orders or even hedging strategies to limit downside risk. Number three, which is the number three key strategy for protecting your retirement, is tax efficient retirement planning. Withdraw strategically from taxable and tax deferred accounts to reduce taxes. Roth conversions can help create tax-free income streams. And here's the bottom line. A strategic Roth ladder conversion over 5 to 7 years is going to help you delete the IRS from your retirement accounts, or at least a large portion of your retirement accounts. You want to get that done before you turn 73 years young, because that's when RMDs kick in. That's required minimum distributions for those of you playing at home. It's really important for you to get more tax efficient with your portfolio. A lot of you've got a million plus sitting in your IRA or your 401k. I have great news for you. It's great news. You're likely not going to run out of money. But the bad news is that the IRS is your partner in that account. So we need to do a great job of trying to delete the IRS out of that account. Here's why an income plan matters. Do you want to just wait and see what the market is like when you decide to retire? Or do you want to get the guarantees and start planning what you're doing and what you're going to do with the paychecks and playchecks that you receive every month? I've given this joke several times on our show, but do you know why farmers' hats are bent in on the sides? It's when they're looking in their mailbox or their farm subsidy check. And a lot of you are laughing, and because that's true, right? So many retirees are also looking for that mailbox money. And it's great to be able to get that annuity money coming in every month, or coming in once a year or quarterly or whenever you want, how often you want to get it. But when you couple that with your Social Security income, it starts adding up to real cash. And if you want to sit there and if you don't want to just be concerned about money and, hey, do I have a negative retirement income gap or do I actually have a positive retirement income surplus? I would encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777 to get that retirement income gap analysis done. One other thing I want to volunteer is I'm a registered Social Security analyst. I'm one of 15 in the state of Georgia. I need to do a count on how many we've got now in the state of Georgia. Hopefully we've got a few more, but I've been really busy running these RSSA roadmaps, which are Social Security maximization reports, and people love them. They actually love seeing the what-if scenarios, the break-even analysis on their Social Security plans. And they understand the longer they wait, the more they're going to make. But there's also things that married couples can do where, you know, the female may have worked some or not as much, and she may be able to file her own Social Security at 62 and a half and then turn on at 67 her spousal benefit, where the spousal benefit's actually higher. But they got it, enjoyed the income from 62 and a half to 67. So it's just something to consider. I would encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777 to get that RSSA roadmap. I'm a registered Social Security analyst. I'm here to help you, and we'll do that absolutely for free. All the financial planning that we do is literally worth $2,500, from the RSSA roadmap to the portfolio analysis to the financial plan with your current plan to your 95th birthday to our recommended plans. To your 95th birthday with our recommended portfolios that also include a strategic Roth ladder conversion plan. All you've got to do is reach out to us at 770-685-1777 to get that right away. All right, the title of this show was Volatility Happens, and we were trying to help protect your retirement from market uncertainty. A lot of people had some uncertainty, and there's some questions that we got into our office from our retirement results radio listeners, our result drivers, and we want to make sure we at least covered that. We did play a great 7-minute segment from Mark DiIorio talking about the impact of U.S. tariffs. And the last time it happened was 2018. And he was really eloquent and kind of helped everybody kind of better understand the impact of that, and also how they're studying what happens if the U.S. dollar is actually too strong and how does that impact the U.S. market economy. We also talked about understanding market cycles. We went through all of those. And here's a brief overview on those. The four phases of a market cycle: we had accumulation phase, markup phase, distribution phase, and markdown phase. And we also talked about how to protect from market volatility and protect from the chaos. And we gave you five strategies to avoid emotional investing, including: one, stick to a long-term plan; 2, use dollar cost averaging. 3, rebalance your portfolio regularly. 4, consider professional advice. And 5, focus on fundamentals and not noise. And in this segment, we went through how to protect your retirement from volatility and also how to really truly get diversified with your portfolio from not just from stocks and bonds, but diversify with insurance products like fixed index annuities or index universal life products. And we also talked about tax diversification by having some money in your taxable bucket, your tax deferred bucket, and believe it or not, tax-free bucket with Roth ladder conversions. You with a Roth IRA, you really can get to some tax-free money that's going to grow absolutely tax-free for you. If you get questions about any of this, we can help you. Listen, if you're looking for information about retirement and how to invest properly, I would encourage you to reach out to us at 770-685-1777 or visit us at retirementresults.com. And we're happy to help you. You can click that schedule a consultation button in the upper right corner of retirementresults.com. Remember, Retirement Results is powered by the financial advisors at Active Wealth Management. We are fiduciaries. We're here to put your needs ahead of our own. Your retirement matters to us. Your money matters to you. Therefore, it really matters to us. We're here to protect and grow your wealth. If you're seeking information about retirement, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Thanks so much for listening to Retirement Results each and every week. Thanks for making us the number one listen to radio show on AM 920 The Answer on the weekends. We appreciate you, Result Drivers, and have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Retirement Results. You deserve to work with an independent team of fiduciary advisors that will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your complimentary financial consultation, call us now at 770-685-1777. That's 770-685-1777 to connect with a qualified advisor. To learn more about our mission and our team, visit retirementresults.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information.
Dark and tumultuous times have led to a variety of questions about ESPN's future, but a recent Disney earnings report is shining a spotlight on a potential comeback for the worldwide leader. I'm Jim Taravoncia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Despite a small decrease in streaming revenue, Wall Street came away impressed with Disney's recent quarter two fiscal earnings as profits and revenue topped expectations. Disney CFO Hugh Johnston telling CNBC, "These quarterly results have given the company a positive outlook.
Feel great about the quarter, well in excess of expectations, and most importantly, broad-based growth.
Despite the number of ESPN Plus paid subscribers falling 3% to 24.9 million, Disney-owned ESPN posted domestic revenue of $4.4 billion, up 9% year-over-year in Disney's fiscal quarter two, the final 3 months of 2024. Furthermore, the network's revenue growth was due in large part to a 15% jump in domestic ad sales revenue to $1.3 billion, mostly from an increase in ad rates. Disney CEO Bob Iger, speaking on an earnings call in early February, addressed the plans to launch the ESPN flagship direct-to-consumer product in the fall of 2025, a personalized product with integrated features like betting and fantasy. Iger went on to say, quote, "If you're a sports fan, it's not about one boxing event or one day of football. It's about sports every single day of the year, every hour of the day. Sports viewership and a revamped content strategy has proven successful for Disney and ESPN, and after a period of struggle, the reports show ESPN is bouncing back strong in 2025. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Taravoncia.